This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
From the magazine Current, we have an article about low-power FM or LPFM. And this article says advocates for low-power FM are readying for a push to add hundreds of the mini stations to the country's airways as the FCC lays the groundwork for a filing window for LPFM applications. And this would be the first such window in more than a decade. The new non-commercial stations, which broadcast at about 100 watts or less, will join the ranks of about 800 LPFMs already on the air. Most of the established stations are in less populous cities and rural areas, places where LPFMs could fit within the stricter limitations in effect for the first round of applications. This time around, those restrictions have been loosened, which could allow for LPFMs in some larger markets. And I mentioned most of these are 100 watts or less. When you're talking 100 watts, that's going to cover about 3.5 miles, Mike. Pretty weak signal, really.
Yeah.
It doesn't reach very far, perhaps, I should say. It's still a good sounding signal if you're within the range.
Within the range of the station, yeah, it should sound fine. And I think that the idea behind the low-power FM project is that what those stations can do is supply content and additional voices, if you will, to the discourse, whatever, that the commercial, more mainstream established stations in a community tend not to address. So, you know, for example, if there was a need, say, hypothetically in Macomb, we had enough Spanish-speaking people in town, a station could be set up here to broadcast predominantly in Spanish, if not 100% of the time in Spanish. That would be a way that a low-power FM station could serve our particular community if there were that large an audience in the town that needed it. So
yeah, especially as you have commercial stations being coming under single ownership or chain ownership in mm-hmm. many communities, mm-hmm. it helps mm-hmm. diversify the airwaves. And as a listener, this is something I welcome. And we were talking earlier about Macomb's low power station, 106.3 FM, mm-hmm. I believe. I enjoy listening to that in my car. They have eclectic music programs. They have Amy Goodman's program in the morning. So as I'm not a radio person, but as a listener, I'm glad to see this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. They're doing something that other stations in the market, like Mike said, would not be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed like when we got HD radio, that would fill some of that niche. You could have one station with a main channel doing music and another channel doing news and another one perhaps with Spanish language programming or whatever the case might be. But HD has never really taken off, so yeah. perhaps it's time for more low-power FM stations.
Yeah, that's an interesting absence of a phenomenon, sort of. You know, HD radio really, I don't know what the problem with it is. I guess it maybe is a bit technical for a lot of people.
It was never promoted properly.
It never has really been promoted the way it could have or should have been. And so it just hasn't worked out, I think, the way anyone intended for it to work out, and it's kind of unfortunate. It's very difficult, like, to go, for example, to a store, you know, Walmart or someplace in town, and ask for an HD radio. The odds are very unlikely that they have it. So it's a thing that it's like stereo AM. What happened to that?
HD radio was supposed to make AM sound like FM and FM to sound like CDs.
Right. And it's never come true. It's one of those fairy tale type of things. So if low power FM works and fulfills that, then that's great.
So. You know, Lisa, you mentioned the low power FM in Macomb. I'd say one criticism of it would be that it's fairly generic. You could take that station and put it in any other town, and it would sound fine because they're not really doing anything to cover this market.
That's true. With low-power FM stations, the idea is to create a community radio station, and I have seen in other communities where you had people from the community coming in and playing their favorite kind of music or doing local news programs, interviewing people from the community. So at least this gives the opportunity for a station like that that's tuned into the community and gives people who aren't radio professionals an opportunity to be on the air.
We used to call that college radio when I was younger.
Well, and in fact, you know, I think our college radio station, WIUS FM, is about 110 watts output, which pretty much makes it a low-power FM station as well. As you know, if you try and pick it up outside of town, it dies pretty quickly. But, yeah, there ought to be a number of those kinds of stations available to all of us, you know, in all our various communities. It takes somebody, of course, there's no money in it, so it takes somebody who's got, you know, this personal mission to do it, as opposed to, you know, somebody who's doing it for profit, because it won't be profitable. And in fact, if you read, you know, the applications all have to be for non-commercial stations, so, and that's very typical, so. So I mean, it's the kind of thing that people will do because they have this need to do radio, whether they're qualified to do it or not.
Right. They either can't or won't do it professionally.
Right.
So they run it out of their house or out of a rented studio or someplace like that.
But that can make some great stuff, too. I mean, it can make for some very interesting programming. So it's not like you have to be a professional to make good radio. I mean, and good radio can be something that anybody who's really got this need to do it can do. So, and there ought to be an outlet for that, and that's what the LPFM project is all about, I think.
Well, you know, we talked on Shop Talk about the future of public radio, and I think if you look at what LPFMs are now, they're sort of the past of public radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, public radio used to have this real eclectic mix of programming, and it has become more professional, more slick, more polished these days, and low power FMs have sort of picked up on what public radio used to be, I think. And student college student stations too, I think.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
And with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.